we take on four steps. And we can do this at home for 4 minutes. We experiment with these four steps. Step zero is the posture. We check that wherever we are, that the posture is right. Preferably like a meditation posture, if possible, raised head. And we can try with eyes open, not compulsory. Step one, invisible traveler. Our thoughts are directed towards this invisible presence. We are talking of the soul. Who is aware that he is from a different world? He is a guest in this world. Invisible traveler. And being a guest, he is very aware of his exit. He is here for a short time. He is aware of himself being that presence, invisible presence. Just like a tourist may visit a place and is all the time aware of his world. So this invisible traveler is aware of his world beyond. Just visiting this physical world. Our attention is on this presence, invisible presence. Step two. This traveler becomes the observer. Invisible observer. We are grasping his perspective. He has no intention to claim anything here, cling to anything here. He is very aware of his guaranteed exit. He has no intention to own anything here. Just like a tourist. Invisible observer knows he himself has an invisible presence. For him it is normal to be like that. Guest. It is normal to be a presence. Normal, completely natural, not to claim or own anything. He finds it strange that anyone would start owning things when there is a guaranteed exit. Invisible observer. Step three. This traveler sees this whole physical world as a story. He's a traveler and he's a tourist. Agreed. But he sees he's dealing with the story world here, fictional world. just for a few minutes, we see this entire physical world as a story. So everything that happened today, including this gathering right now, it is happening in a story. This is the way this invisible traveler is seeing it. Everything of the past is a story. He has nothing to complain in a story. He has nothing to worry about in a story. The story has so many characters and episodes. There's nothing to be obsessed about in a story. No one creates attachments in a story. No one creates ego in a fiction. Invisible traveler is an audience of this great performance, knows that whole thing is a story. There can never be any traumas in a story. They dissolve, everything dissolves during these minutes, whether it is past or present. You are seeing the insignificance of the whole thing. So the step three, story. This step really crunches the ego. Ego is dependent on us making a hype of this story world. Then ego flourishes. This invisible traveler sees the insignificance of the different episodes and whole paraphernalia in a story. Amused by everything, but disturbed by nothing. Step four, traveler comes beyond the story. The invisible traveler has an exit, and beyond the story, silence. There is no noise of the story. World of complete stillness. We see this world in the image of a sky. World of light. This world is timeless. There are no thoughts of the story. That's my word of peace. This is the home of these invisible travelers. This is the home of the souls. We realize the truth of these souls is immensely beautiful. They are immortal, safe. They have entrance, exit, but they are beyond harm. They are beyond harm in an absolute way. The story cannot cause the slightest harm. They are never victims. Never. Many, many things happen in the story. Offense and insult and birth, death, destruction. But conscious soul knows that he is never a victim, never a beggar. He is lucky, he is noble. All that was required was for this soul to be conscious. And the world is the same. Now we have the option to see this world from different perspective. Ego perspective is not the only option. Beggar perspective is not the only option. Soul that is conscious knows that he is the invisible traveler, but he is also the invisible prince. Fulfilled, immortal, safe. Belongs to the King of Kings. Hence, lucky, very lucky. We don't stay just with words, lucky. Ego will not feel this. If ego says lucky, these are words. The conscious soul, if the soul is conscious, he feels it. we see this contrast, both will happen in us. But we understand the contrast. Aim is not to just stay with words, ego-based effort, but get the soul perspective, that invisible traveler perspective. He feels he's lucky. As we continue on our journey, sky and on earth, we remember this amazing option for the human race, shift of consciousness. Simple step, and see everything differently.